If there's a new development in tech, he's on it. The Tech Report with Stephen Ambrose.
Stephen Ambrose, a very, very good morning to you. How are you doing?
I'm very good yourself.
Excellent. Thank you. Let's talk things Apple. New devices have been sort of announced and will be coming our way. Tell us about them.
Well, yeah. Last week, Apple had their annual Apple Fest where they announced all the latest and greatest and, of course, the best iPhone they've ever made. And I say that somewhat facetiously because obviously it's brand new. It's the latest. It's the greatest. Mm. And there are some serious changes this year. Not in the physical look and feel. So if you're an Apple fan, you're not going to get a vastly different looking phone for this year, except they've done three very interesting things. The first thing is they've added another camera on the back of each device that they sell. So you've got the iPhone 11, which replaces the iPhone XR, and that now has dual cameras, a wide angle and a super wide angle on the rear. And on the old XS and XS Max, they've renamed them the iPhone 11 Pro and the iPhone 11 Pro Max. Same sizes as the previous models, but added an extra camera. So there's a wide angle, a super wide angle, and a telephoto lens on the back. And, you know, for the last year or so, the people like Huawei and Samsung have really taken camera tech on a phone pretty much to the next level. And, you know, after years of always having the best phone, best camera on a phone, Apple had slipped behind. But they've really brought it right back to the top by using the other new feature, which is their A13 chip, which is without question the most powerful processor on a smartphone on the market currently. And it's actually more powerful than most processors that are in laptops. So it is just a powerhouse of a device. And in combination with some really amazing what they call computational photography. I've only seen samples of pictures that the new devices can take, but they are absolutely exceptional. I think Apple have finally pushed themselves right out front, if not as good as, but certainly in the same league as the very, very best on the market. And they've added a night mode, which gives you, seems to pull light from nowhere. Samsung have had it for a couple of months, and Huawei have done it for, I think, 2 years. So some really interesting movements there. The bottom line really is, oh, here's the best news. The phones will be out in South Africa on the 27th of September, 1 week after the international launch, which happens on the 20th. So we're right up there. We're as fast as the rest. So if you're really hankering after a new iPhone, those three will be available on the 27th. And they've added a range of colors in the XR, which is the aluminium-bodied LCD screen. It's still a great phone running iOS 13, which comes out on the 19th for all you people who want to upgrade. I've been running iOS 13 for the last couple of weeks, mm-hmm. and I must tell you this. I'll go into the features in my show. Well, I've done so already, but on my show on Thursday, I'll go into more features around it. But basically, it's well worth the upgrade. It's faster on older devices. It has some slick new features. And it just polishes what is already, I think, the best operating system for mobile on the market. Not to knock Android, it's come a long way, but iOS certainly is smooth and fast and pretty slick. That's just a personal opinion, and fortunately I have both on my desk, so I can judge. So that's all happening on the 27th. But the other surprise announcement, and this is definitely coming to South Africa on the 1st of November, is Apple TV Plus. Now, all the other streaming services are somewhere between 99 and 150 Rand or 170 Rand, depending on what you want. Like Netflix can start at about 170 Rand and move up to 200 and something, depending if you want 4K and how many screens, et cetera, et cetera. But Apple are bringing their new Apple Plus streaming service and available at 4.99 in the US and somewhere in the 69 to 89 Rand range in South Africa. It's definitely coming to South Africa, and some of their new high quality series, and I must admit they have thrown a ton of money at them. There's some amazing new series coming, and they will be available on 1 November in South Africa at, I believe, I wouldn't say a throwaway price, but certainly for less than 100 Rand, access to this type of content, which is admittedly a little bit limited. You can't throw away your Netflix subscription yet,
right.
But Apple are certainly doing a lot of work. And just to reiterate, it used to be that Apple was only available on Apple.
That was going to be my next question, because I've got the Samsung. Would I be able to access Apple, access this?
Yes, and that is what is so special. Mm. Number one, for that $4.99 or around about 75 Rand, you can use it on six people on your family can use the system, which is quite a good deal. And it will be available across all devices, online on your computer, on obviously across all Apple devices, iPhones, iPads, everything.
Right.
And if you buy a new anything in the next little while, you'll get a year's free subscription. How's that for a good way to break into the market?
Brilliant.
Pretty smart.
Absolutely brilliant. Time is 8:37, about to go 8:38. Stephen Ambrose, thank you for that. And, of course, you can catch Stephen Ambrose's full show. That is on Thursday at 11 a.m.